Hi, Craig James, with a look at the coming week in finance. Well, to say that we've got a busy week ahead in finance basically borders on the understatement. And we've got a meeting from the Reserve Bank Board and also a meeting from the US Federal Reserve over the week. So let's get into it. We start on Monday with the Performance of Manufacturing Index here in Australia. So it's a gauge of manufacturing activity. Also on Monday, the latest figures on home prices from CoreLogic. On Tuesday, we have there the weekly consumer confidence reading from ANZ and Roy Morgan, and the Reserve Bank will hand down its interest rate decision. But there's nothing to look for here. The Reserve Bank will leave interest rates unchanged for yet another month. On Wednesday, we have another gauge of activity in the economy, this time for the service sector produced by the Australian Industry Group. On Thursday, we have a speech from the Reserve Bank Governor. Now, he's speaking in Queensland to a luncheon there, and it'll be his opportunity to be able to give a little bit more information about where he sees the economy at the moment, where he sees it going. International trade figures also coming out. On Thursday, we expect a trade surplus in the order of $2.7 billion. Then on Friday, we have the new home sales figures from the Housing Industry Association and also the statement of monetary policy from the Reserve Bank. In the statement, they'll outline the latest forecast on the economy. I don't think we'll see too many changes in the forecast. It's pretty much steady as she goes. The Reserve Bank looking for 3% economic growth over the year and inflation to consolidate in the 2-3% target band. When we're looking overseas, we kick off on Sunday, April 30th, with the Chinese manufacturing gauge. We also see the equivalent gauge in the United States coming out on Monday. Also, construction spending in the United States on Monday. Over Tuesday and Wednesday, we have the US Federal Reserve holding its interest rate deliberations. That will be announced our time on Thursday morning, but we're not expecting any change in interest rate settings at this meeting. Certainly over this year, we expect another two interest rate hikes from the US Federal Reserve. On Wednesday, we have the ADP employment gauge, the sector of private sector payrolls. And then on Thursday, we have the trade balance out of the United States. We also have factory orders. And rounding out the week on Friday, it's probably the biggie of the week, the non-farm payroll figures, the job figures. That's really important in terms of where the Federal Reserve goes from here. If we see strong employment growth and we see hourly wages up, certainly that will lay the expectation that the Federal Reserve will be increasing interest rates over 2017.